December 6, 1917 is a day that I know Halifax will never forget. As my friends and I were walking to school that winter morning, we chose a path that would take us closer to the waterfront in order to get a better look at the ship, the Mont Blanc, that had caught fire in the harbor.
Look at the ship burning in the harbor!
No one had any idea of the explosive cargo that was aboard the Mont Blanc that day. I can't recall the actual sound of the resulting explosion, but I have been told that the explosion was felt up to 434 kilometers away. After the blinding light, there was the tremendous shock wave that rendered me unconscious and was strong enough to break windows in Truro, over 80 kilometers away. Our neighborhood in Richmond, in the north end of Halifax, was in the direct line of the explosion and was completely flattened. After the blast, an eerie silence descended on what remained of Halifax and Dartmouth. It was shortly followed by the cries of the injured. In an instant, our world had changed. As I regained consciousness, a passerby, also shocked and disoriented, helped me to safety and to medical aid. I lost an eye, broke an arm, and suffered many cuts and bruises. I, however, was one of the lucky ones. My father and brother, both working on the docks, were killed instantly. At first, I thought I had lost my mother as well, but she arrived at my bedside only a day after the disaster with tears streaming down her face. She was overwhelmed with emotions upon finding me. With all the confusion of temporary shelters and makeshift hospitals, it was practically impossible to contact anyone without searching through the newspapers. To add to the tragedy, Halifax was hit with a huge snowstorm the day after the explosion. Despite the tremendous obstacles, help came from all over the world. Doctors, nurses, labor, volunteers from every walk of life. And supplies all started arriving by train, ship, and truckload. In the months that followed, my mother and I went to live on the other side of Dartmouth with distant cousins. Like many, we were left without an income. I was just happy to be alive and still have a family member. The government came to our rescue by establishing the Halifax Relief Commission to handle claims for loss and damage, rehousing, along with the rehabilitation of disaster victims. In the aftermath of the explosion, the damage and fatalities came to light. The blast killed 2,000, many of whom died hours or days later. More than 9,000 others were injured. It destroyed over 1,600 homes and damaged 12,000 others. It will live in infamy as the largest non-nuclear explosion the world had ever seen. It was the day that stopped Halifax in an instant, and one that has been indelibly etched on my memory.